93 WIBC, it's Terry Stacey. Well, joining us this morning is Erica Fight Freights, and she is the president of Fight Plumbing in Plainfield, and she has kicked off a year-long breast cancer awareness campaign that I think you all need to know about. Erica, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Family business? Is Fight Plumbing a family business?
Yes, it is. My dad started it back in 1989.
So, Erica, I guess you were kind of destined to be a part of the family business. You weren't going to go any other direction, I'll bet.
There was some hesitation, I'm sure, along the way. But, nope, I love it. I love being in the construction industry and have made so many friends and colleagues and been able to network and really grow in this type of a business. So I love it.
You also love giving back and you have a mission that you want to share. Breast cancer awareness really has become an important part of your life. Explain why.
So I know that we all have heard of the national month of breast cancer awareness is October, but something that I really wanted to focus on was it's not just October that we should be putting emphasis on this. It should be every day, year after year, that we're helping however we can. And one of the goals that I had is to raise awareness, be able to raise money, and really get our employees involved, our families involved, our contractors, our clients, and even reach out to the community and get involved. And this is so close to my heart. My mom passed away 3 years ago from her fight from metastatic breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And we have a genetic link that predisposes me to getting breast cancer. So not only is it just my mom passing away, me having this gene, but it's a lot that I've seen along the way and being able to talk to different people in the community that are also suffering. It really breaks my heart. So I want to be able to help however I can.
I understand completely. You know, how soon after your mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, did you learn that you carried that gene?
So it was actually the second time my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm. And I don't know if it was just the advancement in medicine, if it was her specific oncologist, or if it was because she was, you know, metastatic phase that they encouraged her to do a genetic test. We also looked at the family history. So all these factors kind of went into it, and they were able to get a full panel genetic testing done for her. And then by doing that, they were able to discover that she carried the PALB2 gene. And once she was positive for that gene, then they opened it up to all of her relatives to be able to test to see if they were positive for the gene. So she was diagnosed in January of 2020, and we knew that we were carriers of the gene by April of 2020. So it happened fairly quickly.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear about your mom. But when you get that information now that you're at higher risk for breast cancer.
Right.
So what does your life change? What happens then?
I mean, they immediately wanted me to see a specialist. And I also met with a genetic counselor that just put everything out on the table, told me all the ins and outs of what I could expect. It's not guaranteed that I was going to get breast cancer,
right,
because I was a carrier of this gene. But now my risk is incredibly high. And what that means for even passing this gene on to my kids. I have two brothers. They had them tested, and they are both carriers of the gene also. So just learning all sorts of things like this. There was a lot of education in it. So that's something that I really want to be able to pass on to people, is there is so much information that they've learned that's just not easily available. Once you start digging into it, then you can kind of find more. But one of the things was having biopsies done. And after doing that a few times, the recommendation was having a prophylactic double mastectomy. Mm-hmm. And so that's the route that I took, because I just wanted to decrease my risk as much as possible. And that was the number one medically advised route that they gave me. And then also we talked a lot about nutrition and health and fitness, and just trying to do everything you can. The things that you can do and make a change, you should do. So that was something that I try to keep in my mind, but I do love Doritos and Diet Coke. So, you know, everything's in moderation, right?
That's right. Erica Fight Freights is with us. She's the president of Fight Plumbing in Plainfield. But her story really is about her wanting to get the word out about breast cancer awareness and her campaign that isn't just in the month of October. This is a year-long campaign. And tell us about some of the things you're doing and some of the things that you want our listeners to know, too, about what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. We have several events, and there's going to be some lunch and learns. We have specialists from the area, medical advisors, and people involved with the Indiana Breast Cancer Association that's going to be coming in and being able to educate anyone that wants to be involved. We are having a mammogram mobile that's going to be on our company grounds, and that's going to be later in the year. And then we're doing several 5K walks that we're involved with just to encourage that fitness and being able to get out there and spread the awareness. So there's lots of things happening. It's almost overwhelming just to rant off a bunch of dates and times. So I'll go ahead and just tell everyone that if you want to register, if you want to donate, if you want to get involved somehow, there's going to be lots of different options, and you can see those options available on our website, which is fightplumbing.com. And then there's a right when you go on the page, there's a banner. You can click on that and it'll direct you to the page.
Okay. It's FITE plumbing.com. All right. Erica Fight Freights, president of Fight Plumbing in Plainfield. Fightplumbing.com is the number, or I'm sorry, the website to find all the details about what she's doing and continues that fight against breast cancer. Erica, anything else that you want our listeners to know?
I just want everyone to know that, you know, be aware of these things, know your family history, know ways that you can prevent some of these cancers. And my, you know, my campaign's on breast cancer, but that's not the only cancer that everyone's suffering with. So it's just no ways that you can prevent it and be your own advocate for your body and be able to just encourage others and be there, because there's a lot of people that are going through really hard times. So thank you so much for having me on.
You betcha. You know your mom's watching you. She's watching overhead, and she's so proud, and she's your biggest cheerleader still. Hey, thank you so much. We wish you the best. Stay well.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Erica.